Welcome to Nightlights. This is David Brent Johnson, and for the next hour, we'll be listening to the 1960s big band music of saxophonist, composer, and arranger Oliver Nelson. It's Full Nelson coming up on this edition of Nightlights.
Thank you.
A Typical Day in New York from Oliver Nelson's 1967 recording Jazz Hatton Suite, written by Nelson, featuring Patti Bowne on the piano, part of the Mosaic Records set, the Argo, Verve, and Impulse Big Band Studio Sessions. We're playing the 1960s big band music of saxophonist, composer, and arranger Oliver Nelson on this edition of Nightlights. Nelson is best known among jazz fans for his 1961 small group Impulse LP, Blues and the Abstract Truth. Many other people have probably heard his music without realizing it, as he went on to eventually do a great deal of scoring work for television series in the 1970s, including writing the theme for the hit TV show The $6 Million Man. Nelson died in 1975 at the age of 43, and many of his late-period jazz recordings remain out of print. Mosaic Records has put together a new collection of the big band sessions that he did for several labels throughout the 1960s, and we'll be drawing on those for this program. Nelson, like many jazz musicians of the 1950s and 1960s, had roots in the big band world. As a teenager, he played with several St. Louis Territory bands and made his debut on record in 1951 with Louis Jordan's Now You Hear It, Now You Don't big band. There's an interesting side note to the Oliver Nelson story that musician and researcher Kenny Berger has turned up. Early on, Nelson was uncertain about his musical future and learned mortuary science from one of his St. Louis band leaders, and later worked for one of the band leader's family's funeral homes. After doing formal composition study at Washington University and Lincoln University in the mid-1950s, Nelson eventually moved to New York City, where he worked with the big bands of Erskine Hawkins, Louis Belson, Duke Ellington, and Count Basie. The first LP to feature his big band writing was Eddie Lockjaw Davis's Train Whistle, and the first such album that Nelson led himself was Afro-American Sketches, an Ellington-like project that traced the history of black people from Africa through slavery and emancipation, and an LP that we'll be playing on a future Nightlight show. We'll hear some music now from Nelson's first big band album for the Verve label, Full Nelson, recorded in late 1962 and early 1963. The opening composition, Miss Fine, takes its title from the nickname of Nelson's sister Leontine, who was a successful singer and pianist in the Nelson family's St. Louis hometown. As Kenny Berger points out in his liner notes, it's one of Nelson's most frequently performed pieces, often played by college and high school jazz bands. Oliver Nelson and Miss Fine on Nightlights. a big band version of Oliver Nelson's Hoedown, which originally appeared on his 1961 LP Blues in the Abstract Truth. Soloists there, including Clark Terry on flugelhorn and Jimmy Rainey on guitar. Before that, Ballad for Benny, featuring Phil Woods on clarinet. And we started off with Miss Fine, the nickname of Oliver Nelson's sister, featuring Joe Newman on trumpet. All of those recorded for the album Full Nelson in late 1962 and early 1963, and now out as well on Oliver Nelson, the Argo, Verve, and Impulse Big Band Studio Sessions. There's an interesting story behind Nelson's Ballad for Benny. It's one of the pieces that Benny Goodman commissioned for his 1962 State Department tour of the Soviet Union. Goodman had solicited modern charts from some of the best contemporary young arrangers, but ended up using almost all of his old band book instead. Goodman rejected Ballad for Benny because he said it sounded too much like Duke Ellington. Kenny Berger in the Mosaic liner notes quotes one of the musicians present at the session as saying that the band thought the piece really beautiful, but that Goodman turned to Nelson after they'd rehearsed it and said, "Well, kid, King Porter's stomp, it ain't." Kenny Berger also observes in his liner notes that these Nelson big band recordings come from the last golden age of studio recording in New York City, when top on-call jazz musicians often did 3 dates a day in widely varying styles. Oliver Nelson's charts required excellent musicianship, and the next session we'll hear had a Nelson studio band augmented by even more illustrious jazz names such as Hank Jones, Zoot Sims, and J.J. Johnson. The music appeared on an LP called Leonard Feather's Encyclopedia of Jazz in the 60s, Volume 1, The Blues. Here's Oliver Nelson's big band arrangement of the W.C. Handy classic St. Louis Blues on Nightlights. Thank you. Oliver Nelson's Patterns for Orchestra, the title refers to a self-published and popular book of saxophone exercises that Nelson wrote, featuring J.J. Johnson on trombone, recorded in 1966 from Oliver Nelson, the Argo, Verve, and Impulse Big Band studio sessions. We also heard St. Louis Blues, featuring Joe Newman on flugelhorn, also recorded in 1966. This is David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Full Nelson on Nightlights. We're playing the 1960s big band music of saxophonist, composer, and arranger Oliver Nelson on this edition of Nightlights. Mosaic Records has recently released a collection of dates that Nelson led or worked on for several different labels from that era, and one of the LPs included, Jazz Hatton Suite, gave Nelson the opportunity to draw on all of his compositional training. It was done under the name of the Jazz Interactions Orchestra, basically the Nelson Ensemble operating as a sort of early educational jazz for the people collective. Jazz Hatton Suite was commissioned for a 1967 October Day honoring jazz in New York City, and Nelson's band performed the entire suite twice, in the afternoon at Central Park and in the evening at the Met. Kenny Berger recalls in his liner notes that some musicians were picketing the afternoon concert, angry at Nelson for using studio musicians, which Berger says was an allusion to the white members of his orchestra. From the Jazz Hatton Suite, we'll hear East Side, West Side on Nightlights. Oliver Nelson's The East Side, The West Side from his Jazz Hatton Suite, written and recorded in 1967 and included on a new mosaic collection of Nelson's 1960s big band recordings. During the 1960s, Nelson frequently worked on dates led by other musicians, writing, arranging, and conducting, and the mosaic set includes a number of these collaborative efforts. We'll hear some of that music now, as well as something from a Nelson tribute to President John F. Kennedy, recorded 4 years after Kennedy's assassination. Here's Oliver Nelson conducting his arrangement of Ray Brown's Lined with a Groove from a 1965 Ray Brown Milt Jackson big band date on Nightlights.
Thank you.
very late period Pee Wee Russell there. Clarinetist Pee Wee Russell on Pee Wee's Blues from his album The Spirit of 67, the big band conducted and arranged by Oliver Nelson there. And before that, we heard A Day in Dallas from Oliver Nelson's 1967 LP, The Kennedy Dream, a tribute to assassinated President John F. Kennedy. And we started off with Aligned with a Groove, a Ray Brown composition from Brown and Milt Jackson's 1965 big band date. Again, Oliver Nelson doing the arranging and leading the big band. All of these off Oliver Nelson, the Argo, Verve, and Impulse big band studio sessions on the Mosaic label. Oliver Nelson also did a number of big band albums with organist Jimmy Smith in the mid-1960s for the Verve label, and one unusual one was their reworking of Serge Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf. We'll close out Nightlights with a selection from that LP, a Nelson original, Elegy for a Duck, Jimmy Smith and Oliver Nelson on Nightlights.
Thank you.
Organist Jimmy Smith doing Oliver Nelson's Elegy for a Duck from Smith's 1966 Verve LP, Peter and the Wolf, the big band led there by Oliver Nelson. Thanks for tuning into this edition of Nightlights. You can listen to this and other Nightlights programs and view playlists on our website at nightlights.indiana.edu. Support for Nightlights comes from the Laughing Planet Cafe and Soma Coffee and Juice Bar in Bloomington, Indiana. Nightlights is engineered by Michael Paskash and produced in the studios of WFIU at Indiana University. This is David Brent Johnson wishing you good listening for the week ahead.